Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Well, I was listening to that commercial and thinking about, Brandy Old Fashioned. When we had Orion Samuelson on the show yesterday, he called in for the 100th anniversary of WGN. And I said, hey, are you going to have a toast with our beer? We actually canned a beer for our 100th anniversary called Chicago's Very Own. And he goes, well, I don't have it yet. And, you know, I'm from Wisconsin and we like our brandy. Old Fashions, and he says that's his thing, and I thought that was really cute, man. Whatever keeps Orion Samuelson going, we are all for. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here. Kevin Powell, Kevin Wells is in for Mary Vandeveld. Her son's getting married tomorrow, hoping for great weather and a beautiful celebration. It's 3:39, and Dr. Michael Bauer is on the phone with us. He's a pediatrician at Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. CDC says kids between 5 and 11 should get that booster dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Do you agree, doctor?
Dr. Bauer says get that booster dose as well. Very, very awesome. Important.
Do you think maybe they should have just come out and said it was going to be a three-shot deal to begin with?
Well, it's interesting because that's the way it looks like the Pfizer vaccine is going to be when we finally get it approved for the 6 months up to 5 year age group. When they did the initial studies, the immune response really was quite robust, very similar to what we saw in the adolescent range. But as we've now seen, those protective antibody levels do drop off after time. So that's why the booster, which is showing very good results for increasing the antibodies, especially against Omicron.
If you have a quick question, text it to us or give us a buzz. Dr. Bauer is with us for the next couple minutes at 312-981-7200. I got hit last Friday night, Dr. Bauer, and I got to tell you, having been vaccinated and boosted, I had no idea it would hit me as hard as it did. And I'm speaking to people who are anti-vaxxers who had the same symptoms, people who are 22 who had the same symptoms, people who are, you know, I've got a friend who's a football ref, same symptoms, and they seem to be, for some reason, maybe it's my perception because I was sick, but a little tougher to manage with this latest variant.
Unfortunately, your situation we're seeing all too often. But fortunately, while you felt crummy, while you felt knocked down to the ground, you didn't end up in the hospital, did you?
No, and I am so thankful. Yes, yes.
And so when people say, oh, I'm so sick, it's unfortunate that they're not feeling well, but the vaccines do a great job at keeping people out of the hospital, preventing the complications, and most importantly, preventing death. So while we may not be able to protect you from getting infected, we can keep you from the devastating effects that a lot of the unvaccinated people still seem to have.
Yeah, I would have been terrified if I was unvaccinated. And Plaxivid is what people suggested and doctors suggested for me. That's not something you can give to children, is it?
Right now in this age group, it's not indicated. It's also still under emergency use authorization, which means not everybody that gets COVID needs to have Paxlovid. As a matter of fact, it's really only those that are at high risk of progressing to severe disease. But the best thing to do to even avoid having to take it is get vaccinated, get boosted when you're eligible, and take all precautions.
The U.S. is now averaging 100,000 new cases a day for the first time since February. On the cover of the Daily Herald, you'll see that hospitalizations are up 87% from 1 month ago, and we're worried about kids. So you're saying get the booster. It's out there. Why do you think only 30% of parents who have children between the ages of 5 and 11 have even brought them to get their vaccinations, let alone thought about a booster?
Yeah, it's a bit puzzling to me. I think the overall perception is still that COVID doesn't really affect children, and that if it does, it's just a mild illness. Unfortunately, we've had more deaths the last 2 years due to COVID in children than we would see in any kind of influenza year. It's very interesting that vaccines in general are very well accepted in our population, and people don't even think now to get vaccinated against many of the illnesses that are rare and rarely cause death, yet there still seems to be this reluctance because of the COVID vaccine either being quote-unquote too new or that it just doesn't affect children to the same degree. We've given over 18 million doses now in this age range of 5 to 11. 18 million and very, very safe. So for anybody listening, please make sure you protect your children. Make sure you protect yourselves. These vaccines work against severe illness, hospitalizations, and again, most importantly, death.
I have family members who are anxiously awaiting for the authorization of vaccines for children under 5. Do you anticipate that coming anytime soon?
Depends on your definition of how soon. I think we are hopefully on track for sometime the middle of June or so. And then it generally takes a week or two to go through all the authorizing bodies. So I anticipate hopefully a nice July 4th celebration of saying we're now going to get our youngest age from 6 months on up.
And 269, I know you are a pediatrician, Dr. Bauer, but they want to know about the J&J vaccine. They said, do you need a third dose? Because no one's been talking about that for a while.
Well, the recommendation, if you've had J&J, is to get a booster with one of the mRNA vaccines, either the Pfizer or the Moderna, either one. We're not recommending getting boosted with the J&J. You want to get that protection from one of the mRNAs now.
And we'll jump to line one. Frank's on the phone. And Frank, I'm not sure what your question is about COVID, but Dr. Bauer is a pediatrician. Is it regarding kids, or is this a personal question for someone in your age group?
A personal question for my age group.
Okay. Want to give it a shot, Doc?
Sure.
Okay,
I'm 45. Young kids anyway, right?
Yeah,
go ahead,
I'm 45
Frank.
Years young.
Yes.
Okay, here's my question. I had the first Moderna shot, then I had the second Moderna shot. I wound up in the hospital the day after the second Moderna shot, I wound up in the hospital with sinus tachycardia. 1 week later, I wind up back in the hospital with AFib, and I am currently being treated for AFib. Would the booster shot affect AFib?
That this is something that you want to check with your cardiologist, but in general, people with AFib are still eligible and should get the vaccine as long as it's been more than 4 months since your last one. So if you have not had that third one yet, the first booster, just check with your cardiologist, but you should be eligible for getting the vaccine.
And Dr. Michael Bauer, before we let you go, one last message to people who have children between the ages of 5 and 11 and about that booster.
Well, I can tell you I got calls from both of my daughters who have my grandchildren in that age range, and they are already scheduled to go ahead and get theirs. So I think that's the best testament I can give, that I do it for my own family. I would urge everybody to go ahead and get vaccinated with those children.
Thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
All right. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, everybody.